everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who is currently buried under 12 feet of snow, Ben, and I'm joined by our resident Eskimo, Noah.
Hello, I'm here to give you all the tips on staying safe out in the cold. Or staying inside.
Good. Or staying inside. That's how you stay safe in the cold.
You don't go outside.
Yeah. Why would you do that? And we are joined by our other friend, who is quite possibly the most snow-worthy of us all. It's Michael.
I don't know what that means.
But also neither the most flat-chested.
Okay. I think I'm editing this week, so that's staying.
We're a minute and 14 seconds in, and we already have something we have to cut out.
No. Noah, do you want that cut out, or should I leave it?
I don't care. It's up to you.
I think it's up to you, Michael. Do you want the world knowing how flat-chested you are?
Why are you making fun of me? It's just cold.
I feel like rule number one of any podcast is don't reference things that don't happen on the podcast.
Start harassing me. Oh.
But we do it a lot anyway.
Well, I don't even know how we move on from that.
I don't either. I don't even know how to speak anymore.
I don't.
We're so happy to have you all listening along with us, whether you're in the live stream or you're joining us on the podcast, as we typically do, because it's a podcast. Thank you so much. We're so happy to have you. And without further ado, we're just going to dive straight into weekly updates. And I think we're going to start with Michael, question mark?
So I did do chest day a couple of weeks ago. We just gained a new subscriber because of our live recording. So a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out. We're going to do it. JHarley17. Just subscribe to us on Pocket Cast. We got a new Noodles at Noon listener, so thanks for subscribing. I did do chest day a couple weeks ago. I'm due again because apparently my chest is too flat for you, so sorry. This week, I went out and one, I bought a piano, but two, Noah and I thought we had a tandem story, but Noah is cheating on me by bringing his own two stories.
I just want to hear you tell this story because I think it's hilarious.
I thought we had something special. So I teased last week. So, the big purchase of this week, because apparently all I do is spend money, was a piano. I bought a nice weighted keys, 88 keys piano. I'm conducting an orchestra, apparently. Did that. That was my big purchase this week. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. But also this week, on the show last week, my gosh, I teased that I bought an Xbox for like dirt cheap off my friend. I was actually talking to Jay Harley about games for the Xbox, and we like playing the NHL game. So I went to our local game store. I just dropped something. And I picked up NHL 15, which is a great NHL game, and it was the cheapest of all the used NHL games that they had. So I picked up that, picked up a couple other games. Ben just got chilly in his eye. Not sure what's happening there, but...
Sorry, I forgot that you could see me. Sorry, just continue.
Maybe you just let one fly. I don't know.
No, before we started, for whatever dumb reason, I put two cinnamon candies in my mouth, and I was like, I can't be chewing these during the show, so I just, like, ate them, and now I'm dying. It's fine.
Where was I? Xbox. I bought some games. So, my friend has Destiny, he said, which is a game, and I didn't know which Destiny he had. He's in a different time zone for me, so I texted him, and he'd never replied. So I bought Destiny 1 and 2. So I came home, tested out the Xbox. It works great. It works fine. I'm excited to bring it with me to my future home. And then I got a text that said, hey, I have Destiny 2, not Destiny 1. So I rung up Noah. Noah was busy doing a lock-in at church or something, but he was so gracious as to go hang out for a few minutes at the game store as I returned it, and we looked for a few games. So we went, and also it turned out that my car was missing, so Noah ended up driving me there, which was also very nice of him, but I think I'm kind of on the way.
Yeah, you were on the way.
I'm more or less on the way. So he was able to pick me up, and we went to the game store. And right over there, I returned the game. We spent forever in there, didn't find anything. And then we got back in the car, and Noah was about to get in the driver's seat, and I remembered that his car is a manual car, which I didn't know that Noah drove a manual car because I've never been inside a Dodge Dart. I didn't know what a Dodge Dart really was anyway. So Noah was about to get in his driver's seat, and then I don't know how it came up, Noah, but somehow Noah wanted me to drive. So I hop in the driver's seat, me uncomfortable as anything driving a manual vehicle because I suck at doing it. Once I'm moving, no issue. Getting the thing moving, big issue. And we just drive around the parking lot. But as part of practice, you kind of have to get the car moving several times. I think that's a good way to practice, right? Is repetition.
Yeah.
So from stops to first gear, I practiced. And it turns out that we were right outside like a Gold's Gym or something. And there were these kind of young women there. And I think that they thought I was trying to show off by launching Noah's car as many times as I could.
He kept like revving the car like right in front of them, like 10 feet away. He just like revving it up like really high RPMs, and then just
you know what you were doing.
Because Noah said, get hit 2000 RPM, try to hold it there, and then drop the clutch. So I did, and it's loud, and it was kind of right next to them.
I kind of kept looking over, and then we'd like go do a circle, and then we'd come back and park in the same place, like right next to them, and do it again.
Completely unintentional, by the way. I think Noah might be able to vouch for me, but maybe not. I don't know.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, never mind.
May I just say, I've asked multiple times to learn how to drive stick on Noah's car, and I don't think it's happened.
Well, you can join Jessie in that, because she's been asking for a long time, and then when I came home and told her that I let Michael just drive my car, was like...
You told her that?
Noah, I want to drive your car. So, Ben, we'll take you and Jesse out this week.
What does Michael have?
A small
that
chest.
Jesse and
we go
I don't.
Back? Can you go back a minute, please? Noah, I want you to rate my manual transmission driving skills, because you were terrified. There were points where you're like, and like making all these terrible sounds that made me want to scream and punch myself. But how bad was it actually? Because I feel like I was in control. Most of the time. Okay, your throttle and brake are really sensitive compared to my car. So I was still struggling to learn that. But how bad was it really? Be real.
I did take Jesse out one time a few years ago. I've taken out some different family members. I've never taken Ben out, apparently, even though he really wants to. And I didn't know this.
He's distraught.
Okay, there was one time. It was in the parking lot of a Barnes & Noble. And it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I was like, oh, you should teach me how to drive stick. And you're like, yeah, we can do that. I'm like, cool, get out. And you're like, all right, now? I was like, yes. And I think I went like 15 feet, and you were like, okay, you're done.
Okay. Michael, I'd give you like a 6. It was, you didn't kill it the first time, which I think is a big deal.
Okay. I killed it two or three times, but that's about average for when I try to drive manual, which is, you know, once every year and a half, approximately. My friend Dylan, he called into the show for the holiday episode. Dylan had a Saab, and he would let me drive it around campus, and I stalled that thing more than I ever wanted to. And I think once he maybe drive it around the music building, and I stalled at a stop sign with someone behind me, and they got ticked. And I'm like, bruh, I'm trying to learn. Sorry. There's no patience for learning manual anymore. Probably because like the mindset is everyone drives automatic. Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's like a band name for like a kind of like underground disco techie band. Dylan had a Saab.
Dylan had a Saab.
Dylan Saab and the flat-chested bro. that...
I don't like that at all.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, I'm glad that you got to live my dream, Michael. Noah, do you have any other knives you would like to run through my back?
Ben, as soon as... Well, who knows what the weather is like in our part of the world, but as soon as the roads are clear, I am taking you out. I'm going to take you out longer than Michael.
It's a date.
I'll just say that. I won't invite Michael. I'll tell him I'm busy when he tries to hang out with me, and then I'll take you out.
That doesn't offend me. That's not even offensive. I don't care.
Okay, fine. Michael can come then if he's going to be like that.
Wait, what? No.
No, you two have your bro date.
So we'll have a bro date.
And I'll stay home.
We'll go get some pumpkin spice lattes, and we'll hit up the local parking lot. The only other thing I wanted to talk about this week, because I don't know, I feel like I've been lacking in the story department the past few weeks because I haven't really done anything that interesting or, I don't know, anything worth talking about. But this week I finally did. And it's something very unlike me. For anybody that knows me pretty well, I think they were pretty surprised by what I did this week. I went to a mixed martial arts dojo and had like an introductory lesson, which is not something I thought I would ever do because it's not something that terribly interests me. But I had a friend who called me this week and said he'd been doing it a couple times a week, and he said, like, you should come. And I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I said it, but I said yes. So I'm kind of an expert now. I know how to hold my hands up in front of my face, and I can kind of do it in a non-confrontational way. But then if you get too close to me, I can very quickly go into my fighting stance. And I know how to jab. I know how to hook. I know how to walk without falling over. It's very important that you stand in the right way. We're going to do a live demonstration.
Okay, he's illustrating how to stand. So he has his arms at his side. He's standing tall. Now he put his arms in front of his face. They're in a blocking position, I would call that.
And then you just...
And now he...
You got to...
And he's saying, and now you just...
You got to have the space. You got to have this base here where your feet don't ever get too close together because you got to have a solid base so you're ready to not fall over.
Is there any treble involved?
No treble. You're thinking like a band nerd right now, Michael.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's a Meghan Trainor nerd.
That's what it was, but he didn't get it.
That's probably
from school life. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. So I was the nerd in that situation.
Yep.
But anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you learned how to stand.
I learned this guy was very nice and very, very patient with me because I had no idea what I was doing. I probably wasn't doing half the things he was telling me to do, but he was really patient and really nice. And I would not be opposed to going back, which kind of surprised me. It was a lot of fun.
Did you get athlete's foot?
I did not after 1 hour.
Okay.
I don't think I'm an athlete yet. Maybe two or three times, and then I'll be ready to be called an athlete.
Were you barefoot?
I was barefoot.
It's coming. Just you wait.
Anyway.
I will say, I told you guys I had a story about that I wasn't going to tell you, but I figured I'd tell you again that I have that I'm not going to tell you guys about that. So
you can't say these things. Cool. It's got to be like a Patreon exclusive at the least.
I mean, I told you today that I had a dream last night that I'm not going to tell you about. This time I'm telling you I have a MMA thing, that story that I'm not going to tell you about. I'm taking on this new personality of secretiveness. And for that reason, that's why I don't have a story from this past week.
Who'd you learn that from?
I learned it from you, Michael.
Congrats.
Mr. I won't update my Instagram because they'll steal my information. Just kidding. That's not why
I never said that.
He has a good reason for doing it. He has a really good reason for doing it. In fact, I should probably do the same thing. But
feel incriminated.
Don't feel incriminated for sharing your personal information with me, because I don't share personal information anymore.
It's a new leaf. It's a new Ben.
I'm turning over a new leaf. It's coming with hair, the really long hair that I have now. Attempt at having facial hair. If it was just that, it would be a soul patch.
You have the inverted soul patch.
I have the inverted soul patch. it's the new Ben. But no, this past week, I really didn't do much. I had a crazy busy day, I had a crazy busy week at work. I forgot. I almost said school. I'm not in school anymore. That's how crazy it's been. I've forgotten my profession. But so I wasn't able to accomplish much. But I have most of next week off. So I figured instead of talking about what I did this past week, I should open it up to the floor and talk about what I should do this coming week.
Pick me.
Noah has
pick
something.
Me, pick me. I have all of next week off too. So what if we get my Dodge Dart? We go find a parking lot somewhere. We teach you to drive a stick.
I think we could do that. As well as buying me a guitar.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear more about that.
I'm teaching myself how to play the guitar, and the guitar I'm using is the one my dad got in like eighth grade. So it's a little bit old. So I'm going to get my own guitar that I can use for my own purposes.
That's going to be awesome.
But does anyone have any recommendations for what I can do this coming week?
You could stream some NHL and Jay Harley and I will watch.
Okay, we have streaming on the list.
I'm open to... Okay, well, never mind. No, I lied. Because you did poker and then we did some Among Us.
That's true.
But you haven't done like the ones that I like to watch. Sorry. No offense.
It's because my computer is in a different room than my PlayStation. So I can't really stream things. But if you're chilling out in the stream, or if you want to leave a speak pipe with recommendations for things for me to do, you can go to noodlespodcast.com.
Yeah. Noodlespodcast.com.
There it is. Noodlespodcast.com. Oh, yeah. Go to the contact us page, leave a speak pipe, or you can just contact us with an email that's available there as well. Let me know what I should do with my free time, because I've forgotten how to use my free time now that I have a job. So
we should have a sledding day.
Let me know. I thought you were about to say sleepover.
That'd be fun too.
That's gross.
We could build an igloo and then stay overnight in the igloo.
Yes. We can sleep in the igloo.
Yes. But if anybody has any good sledding recommendations, like locations.
Yeah. Use a little bit of Pam on the bottom of your sled and it will really get you a nice slick ride. Yeah.
Later, dudes. I can tell Michael's heavily invested in the stuff I'm talking about based on what he's been doing while I'm talking.
I've amplified his chin hair and now his eyes in video form.
We're just going to alienate all our podcast audience.
No.
But
Jay, we're a visual medium only now.
I wasn't even going to draw attention to it. But you and Noah haven't spent enough time together. I spent time with Noah, and I spent time with you. So
now it's our turn.
Wear a mask and hang out with Noah. There
sweet
you go.
Bro date time.
Yes.
I don't want to see you anymore.
I'm ready. It'll be fun.
Anyway, so I think that does it. For that, we kind of had a speak pipe question, but do we have anything else we should address before we move into our games for this week?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. That was my way of asking if we had any like feedback or anything.
Oh, not that I know of.
We don't check reviews anymore.
I haven't checked
reviews. But if you want to leave us an iTunes review, please do, because we like getting iTunes reviews. But more so, we'll read it on the show. So, I mean, that's your chance to be on the show. Oh, yes, we did have something. For Ben's walk-up song, someone said
there we go.
To use your Noodles at Noon theme song. So I think that's signed, skilled, and delivered.
I don't have to worry about copyright.
Yep, because I own the rights to it.
Because he owns the rights to it. Oh, you also made awesome music for my baseball card channel, which I greatly appreciate. So thank you for that,
yes,
Michael.
Can we play a sample of that on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have to send it to Michael because he's since deleted it from his computer, I think.
No, I still have it. I just don't know where it is.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, if Michael feels like it, Ben's baseball theme sounds something, just something, like this.
So that's the awesome music that Michael created for me, which I'm very appreciative of. Adds a lovely little zest to the end of my videos. So thank you for that. I'm actually going to record those later today. I have all the stuff set aside right here that I'll need for it, so... Thank you.
Can you give us a preview?
Brought new life.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they're baseball cards. I'm talking about
baseball cards.
Baseball cards. I've got this one.
Oh, dang!
That's a baseball card.
You're alienating our audio listeners.
A whole bunch of them.
Whoa! He's got a whole stack of baseball cards.
It's a fat stack of cards. But yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited.
Well, guys, how hungry are you? You guys ready to think about some food?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about wings this entire time.
Well, we're not talking about wings, so I can't help you there. But we are going to play another round of Food Flop Funambulism Weird Recipes Edition. Have you guys ever looked through like a 50s cookbook or something, like just from decades and decades ago, and noticed that some of the recipes are really weird?
No.
Yes. For the sake of the podcast, I'm saying yes.
Ben is doing the yes and improv technique.
Yes.
Weirdly,
and
I have.
I set it on fire. Improv. Noah and I are taking improv classes.
Yeah, we do want to take an improv class. We could do that this week. Let's find an improv class.
Yes. Do you think they have like a master class done by Middleditch and Schwartz?
Oh, man, I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Me too.
So, I don't know. For some reason, I have kind of a fascination. I've watched some YouTube videos and stuff about like historic recipes from our grandparents and great-grandparents' generations, and they just mix some weird stuff that we don't really do anymore. So I have three recipes here. I'm going to read a little description of the recipe, and there's going to be a blank in it, and it's up to you two to fill in that blank. So we'll start
banana.
With Ben this week, because he seems
he
to have more of
it's
a
banana.
An interest. I almost... okay, interesting. That would have almost been the answers, except I changed one of them, so... Interesting. Or maybe I'm just saying that. All right, Ben, this unusual drink encourages you to mix chilled blank and cold milk in equal parts. Do not stir. The blank adds a light and delicate flavor, making a delicious blended food drink. So this drink, it's a mix of half cold milk and half chilled blank. What are you supposed to mix with this milk?
Well, I know the first thing that came to mind was brownie bites, but I know that's not true. And then the second thing that came to mind was, what is milk used for? Chill or cold milk specifically?
Lactation.
It's for when you... No, that's,
wow.
That's not what it's used for. That's just where it comes from. Anyway, but when you eat something really, really spicy, you drink milk, and that helps get rid of the effects of the capsaicin. So I think it's chilled jalapeno peppers.
Ooh, all right.
Or jalapeno peppers, as I used to call them in college.
Jalapeno.
Mix chilled jalapeno peppers and cold milk in equal parts. All right, Michael, what do you think?
Gosh, you know, I have absolutely nothing, but Ben's drinking moonshine right now, so let's just go with moonshine.
It's water. It's chilled moonshine.
Moonshine and milk, they make an excellent combination. All right, the answer is...
I'm going with moonshine. It's locked in.
The answer is 7-Up. This unusual drink encourages you to mix chilled 7-Up and cold milk in equal parts. Do not stir. The blank adds a light and delicate flavor, making a delicious blended food drink. So what do you guys think about this? Is this something you would eat?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, like, I only drink 7-Up when I'm vomiting. I'm dead serious. I only have 7-Up when I'm vomiting because it like soothes my stomach, and then half the time
what,
I throw it up.
That's so, actually true.
It's called throwing up, not 7-Up. Throwing up. They could change the name of it to throwing up.
Yep.
That is strange. I don't know why anyone would want to drink 7-Up with their milk. Also, what's the difference between chilled and cold? Because it's cold milk, but chilled 7-Up?
I don't know. I'm just quoting the recipe here. But yeah, it's a very interesting concoction. I've never thought to add milk to really any soda. Maybe root beer?
Yeah, I was going to say root beer floats.
But other than root beer, like I wouldn't want a 7-Up float. I don't know. Yeah. It's a strange mix, for sure.
Maybe with like... Ooh, wait. No, wait, that's what punch is.
You put milk in
like
punch?
If you add, no, but you, sherbet.
Oh.
And like 7-Up or Sprite or something. That's what punch is. To an extent.
I guess that somewhat makes sense. I think I'm kind of with you there. It doesn't sound, I don't know, it doesn't sound just like hideous or anything. It's just a weird mix that I've never thought of. So, I don't know. We should, maybe we can resurrect Try It Tuesday and make it happen.
You know, I sent Ben a Try It Tuesday about like 6 weeks ago, and it never got posted.
I have a full-time job, okay?
yeah, all Tuesday, every Tuesday for the last 6 weeks, you haven't had a single 2 minutes to post this photo.
I know it sounds strange to you, but that is fairly accurate.
No, that's fine. You couldn't post it before going to bed, waking up in the morning. That's fine. That's fine.
Nope.
The more than 2 minutes you spend on Instagram.
Michael, I'm a social media manager. The last thing I want to do after getting done with my job as a social media is manage a social media page. I apologize.
Guys, don't fight.
I will post it at some point in my life.
Don't fight, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Michael. This salad, I want to make extra sure I note that salad is in quotation marks. This salad contains a bizarre array of ingredients, including vinegar, onion, cottage cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, and the key ingredient, blank. So that's vinegar, onion, cottage cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, and blank.
That sounds absolutely disgusting. I hate cottage cheese. I've always hated cottage cheese. I feel like the texture is like vomit, and it smells a little like vomit. Sorry if you like cottage cheese out there. No offense. But I know that when my family would eat cottage cheese, it would come with like a fruit thing on the side. So I'm going to go with smushed raspberries. What would you call it? Like a raspberry sauce? I don't even know what it is. It's like raspberries. I'm just going to say raspberries.
Specifically smushed raspberries?
Smushed.
A jam?
I don't even know if it's like a jam. I guess it's a jam. Can I just say raspberries and go general? And
yeah, general raspberry ingredient. All right, Ben.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever mentioned, Michael gets the point from the last game because I think moonshine is closer to 7-Up than jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Okay. Ben, vinegar, onion, cottage cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, and the key ingredient.
The key ingredient? Bugles.
Ooh.
Like the little nice cracker.
All right. So it's either going to be Bugles or raspberries in some form. And the answer is lime Jell-O. So... This was a thing. I don't know. I think this has kind of fallen out of favor. I don't know anybody that does this anymore. But
I hope so.
It used to be a thing to put Jell-O in your salad, like a lettuce salad. And so, yeah, lettuce. You got your lettuce base. You got mayonnaise, cottage cheese, onion, vinegar all in there. And then you just have lime Jell-O, and it's called Jell-O Lime Cheese Salad.
Well... Obviously, Bugles are basically Jell-O. Bugles are so much closer to lime Jell-O than raspberry jam is, you have no idea.
Yeah, I really want to make a case for you, Ben. But
just make the next round worth 3 points.
Yeah, we're for sure going to play round three because I want to talk about this. I'm also sending the pictures in the Discord so you can kind of see. It just the Jell-O kind of surrounds the other ingredients in a circle. It looks real bad.
Oh, so grossly. Oh, Michael, I need the 7-Up.
Oh my gosh.
It's so gross.
It looks like the National Onion Ring Day, but it's... I mean, Noodle Ring Day, but it's...
Okay, and this also... I'm noticing this recipe also says something about seafood. Like, I think you can add seafood into this. Like tuna or something, I guess.
Center with seafood salad. Oh.
Oh, man.
Wait a second. Wait. Oh. No. Everything you just listed is what's in the Jell-O, not the middle. And then
what's
in the
middle
goes seafood.
Oh, you're right. No. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with people in the 50s?
Okay, I'm gonna post these pictures on the website. I'll mark them as a spoiler.
Not
so
safe for work.
Yeah, okay. This is awful. I didn't even realize
we're talking about. This is the generation that invented the atomic bomb and then went on to create something worse. It's what the heck?
And I don't know. This looks like a 50s kind of like just from the design and the quality, it looks 50s to me. Yeah, I don't know. There's no defense for this. Maybe I actually would enjoy calling up my grandparents and asking them if they ever made Jell-O salad, if they have any thoughts on that. I think that would be an interesting conversation. Okay. I am going to give that one to Michael, but we're going to make this last one worth 3 points just to make it interesting. Ben's going to go first again. At one point in the 50s or 60s, Kraft rolled out a special topping designed to make baked potatoes more appealing to children. Ben, please describe the topping.
The topping was, and if I remember correctly, for the baked potatoes, that sort of, y'all ever have, like, oh man, I've got nothing. It's basically the consistency of whipped cream, but it has like a pop rocky sort of stuff mixed in, you know, so it's kind of like the sour cream that you put on top of the baked potato if you're a mature adult who likes boringness. But this is super cream instead of sour cream, and it's like whipped cream with some pop rock candy in it, and it like adds some zest for the children. That's what I'm going with.
The more you keep talking, the worse it gets.
The more we read about that last thing, the worse it got, so.
That is true. Yeah, anything is possible at this point. I think the last question really showed us that. All right, so a whipped creamy type, but with Pop Rocks delicacy to be scooped on top of a baked potato. All right, Michael.
Well, we know that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Oh, the medicine go down. Hey, a spoonful of sugar helps the... No one joined in. Okay, that's fine. Well, anyway,
we just wanted to see how long you would go.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar. That's also, by the way, that song sounds just like, one, the Imperial March, and two, John Philip Sousa's El Capitan March.
Spoon
totally weird.
Spoonful of sugar helps the... Dun-dun. 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 Yeah, kinda.
El Capitan's one of my favorite marches by far. Anyway, it goes from a triple meter to a duple meter, and I got that answer wrong on the AP test. Oh, shoot, I can't say that. You can't talk about what's on the AP test. I mean, I may or may not have heard that song on the AP test, and I was so enthralled with, oh my gosh, I know this march, that I got the thing wrong. Now, what was the question again? Oh, powdered sugar is my answer.
Powdered sugar, okay. Just regular old powdered sugar.
Yeah, because kids like sweet stuff, and there's a song by Doja Cat that tells you that. So,
because Ben went wild. All right, I'm going to read you the tagline. Kids will want dinner to last all day when you spoon on the Kraft's potato fudge. Potato fudge. Into the heart of a split hot baked potato, spoon a big swirl of Kraft's potato fudge.
Do you have a picture? Please tell me you have the picture.
That chocolatey, gooey goodness your kids crave will melt right in, putting a smile on the mouth of even the most finicky eater.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And the picture...
It looks like Nutella.
The picture is a giant plate with a baked potato open and a mom's giant hand, bigger than her children's heads, scooping this potato fudge onto a potato, and a little boy and a little girl just like smiling and looking at the potato with such glee. And yeah, it's just chocolate. It's pasteurized processed chocolate, it says on the tin. And yeah,
it looks like it looks like brown gravy, which would have been acceptable.
Yeah,
like a baked potato with some brown gravy. It's unusual, but it's essentially a mashed potato. But it's fudge?
And then if your children aren't into chocolate, you know, some people don't like chocolate, they also have a new butterscotch flavor. So you can put butterscotch on your baked potato.
What if I don't want to? Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, okay. I'm just looking it up. Wait. There's been a new development. I think this ad might be fake.
You didn't fact check.
I have been duped. All right.
Is this entire segment a fraud?
Now I have to research the other ones.
Oh, no.
Okay, okay, okay. That's okay, though, because it's based on a real Kraft ad, which is also a topping for baked potatoes. It's Cheese Whiz. So now I'm trying to decide which one of your answers is closer to Cheese Whiz, because they're trying to encourage you. But it's not Cheese Whiz like in a like aerosol can like you get it now. It's just a jar.
Huh.
This looks like a really gross surgery, by the way, like how they cut this potato.
Yeah.
Like they'd like intentionally cut it and then went under the skin on the side. Who does
under
that?
The skin.
Hey.
Under the skin.
I will say, I think you should judge it based on what you originally thought it was versus what it is now.
I think either way, I was actually going to give it to Ben.
Congrats.
I appreciated that he went a little further out with it. You know, powdered sugar. And plus, powdered sugar isn't like a liquid form, whereas whipped cream is kind of more of a creamy texture. So he's getting closer to texture. You guys both went sweet. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give this to Ben. So I did say 3 points. So technically Ben wins the game. Ben, you can, or Michael, you can still feel like you won because you got the first two right and you answered more questions. So
I'll share this one with Michael.
Okay. Ben and Michael tie. Can I say one thing real quick about the game before we move on?
Yes.
Okay. I've done some fact checking real quick. Unfortunately, the lime cheese Jell-O salad is actually a real recipe, and I've found countless recipes for it online. That is a real thing. That is a real ad. And the 7-Up and milk is also real. So while potato fudge might not be real, the Jell-O monstrosity is. So I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
Nice. Interesting. As the winner by nefarious means, I will now host our next game. And gentlemen, I have a new game for you, a game that I have created deep within the annals of my mind. That is basically one of Noah's games, but I have changed the name, so now it is mine. We are going to play Coincidence? I think not. Now, there is a website which tracks the rates of things compared to the other rates of things. And what it discovers is correlations that can no way be related at all, and shows you the graphs of these correlations, which line up almost perfectly. The website itself, I'm going to tell you the website, but don't look it up because then you'll be able to find what I'm referencing. As soon as I find the website, it's called Spurious Correlations. And it's, quite frankly, one of my favorite websites. It's a little bit outdated, but that's okay. But what we're going to be doing is a lot like This Is Not a Pokemon or This Is Not a Minor League Baseball Team. I'm going to give you three options for one of these interesting correlations, and you guys have to tell me which one is the real one. So there are going to be three for each round, three rounds, and you have to determine which is the actual two correlating things. Does that make sense?
No idea.
Yeah, no idea. Well,
no, I get it.
Yeah. Let's go into the first round, and you guys will figure it out. So the first round, which of these are the two correlating facts? The number of people who follow Facebook on Facebook and the number of tacos returned at a Taco Bell. The number of people who drowned by falling into a pool, correlating with the number of films Nicolas Cage has appeared in a certain year, or the number of people who bought a Honda Civic and the GDP of Guatemala. Which of these is the actual correlation thing? Would you like me to read them again?
I always wish that there was some way to visualize this, because there's so much going through my head anytime that these questions are asked that there's no way I can remember them. So Facebook and tacos, Nick Cage in a pool, and already lost the last one.
A Civic.
Number of people who bought a Honda Civic.
Civic in Guatemala, got it.
And the GDP of Guatemala.
How are we answering this?
You will give me your answers on the count of three.
Oh, that stinks.
Countdown.
I don't have an answer.
All right.
So you do A, B, or C.
I've got my answer.
Okay. Hold on. In I don't. Okay. I
three,
have one now.
Two. One.
C.
C. Hold
you
on.
Both say
Noah,
C.
You have to use the military.
Charlie.
Words.
So it doesn't just come across E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something generic letter with E at the end.
Well, and I will send this to you guys in the Discord so it can be showed on our stream, but also describe it. The number of people who... Hang on, wait, it's not letting me paste it. Hang on.
Do you need a little glue?
Copy image.
Control V.
Paste. I'm trying. Oh, well. It's the number of people who drowned by falling into a pool and the number of films Nicolas Cage has appeared in. Whoa. Seems to have an eerily similar correlation. And I'll send you in the chat. There is the graph which shows in red the number of people who have died by falling into a pool and drowning versus in black the number of films Nicolas Cage has appeared in a given year.
So I think we figured out how to solve drowning. We just remove Nicolas Cage from all films.
Remove Nicolas Cage from all films. So neither of you guys are actually correct in this case, which makes us move on to round number two. And round number two is the per capita cheese consumption correlates with the number of people who died by becoming tangled in their own bedsheets. The people shot with a 9mm and the number of people or the number of sunspots recorded on the sun in a given year, or voter registration and the number of potatoes grown in Idaho. Which of these two facts correlate with each other on a year-by-year basis?
All right, I got mine.
Those are, again, per capita cheese consumption.
Pop Tropica.
And the number of people... Hot. Pop Tropica. And the number of people who died becoming tangled in their own bedsheets. People shot with a 9mm gun and the number of sunspots recorded on the sun. Or voter registration and the number of potatoes grown in Idaho.
All right, I got my
answer.
I'll
need your answers in three.
What is that?
Two, one.
C.
C again.
Oh.
People say C, which is voter registration and the number of potatoes grown in Idaho. And you are both incorrect.
No.
Per capita cheese consumption and the number of people who met their demise by becoming tangled in their bedsheets have an eerily similar.
How many rounds do you have?
Right. There's one more round after this.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Michael, can you do me a favor and just mute your headphones or just mute us for a second? Hey, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ben, I need you to send me the answer to this one so that I win the game. And don't tell Michael. Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Michael, you're good.
I actually, for the audio listeners, I actually took my headphones off. Usually I wouldn't. Usually I just pretend like I did, but.
He's a man of his word.
That means I should get a point, even if I'm wrong. But I mean, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. Nope, you got it wrong.
No one needs a win. He hasn't had a win in like seven... As long as I sent Ben that picture of my Try It Tuesday, Noah has not won a game.
That's true.
That's why I haven't accurate. Posted it. So it's moving on to the third and final round.
So Noah, when you win a game, my picture will be up on that Tuesday.
The third and final round. A, the number of keg stand related injuries in the United States... and the number of doctorates awarded by Columbia University.
University.
The number of dislikes on Baby by Justin Bieber's YouTube music video, the number of dislikes per year, and writing doctorates awarded in the United States, or worldwide non-commercial space launches and sociology doctorates awarded in the United States. So no matter what, this has to do with doctorates being awarded. But which one is it? That is, again... keg stand related injuries and doctorates awarded by Columbia University, the number of dislikes per year on Justin Bieber's Baby YouTube video, and writing doctorates awarded in the United States, or worldwide non-commercial space launches and sociology doctorates awarded in the United States. A, B, or C? I'll need your answer in three, two, one.
Definitely C!
Stop.
You both say C for the third time in a row. And believe it or not,
we're
you
both
are
wrong.
Both Correct.
Wow, yeah.
Worldwide non-commercial space launches and the number of sociology doctorates awarded in the United States. But I hate ending with a tie, so hold on while I figure out a way to fix this.
Do I get to find out what Noah told you?
No. Oh, I guess when you're editing the podcast.
I'll find out when I edit. So.
Oh, yeah.
friends don't make secrets.
Secrets I don't know how to do a tiebreaker for this one.
Oh, crud. Sorry. That was definitely on the stream. Oops.
Pick a number. 1 through 10.
All right. I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 74. I'll need your answer in 3, 2, 1.
72.
No way!
Noah, stop! No. You're trolling on purpose.
No, I really... Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
For reference, I was thinking of 73. Okay, pick a,
you know,
pick
I feel
a number
bad.
Between...
I feel bad. No, no, no. I just feel bad. Can I just forfeit my victory?
No. Please. Let's do it again.
Please.
We're going to do it one more time. I'm thinking of a number between 8 and 68. All right? I'm going to need your response in 3, 2, 1.
13.
56.
You're both incorrect.
Wait, no, but who's closer?
Well, it's not who's closer. You have to get it exactly
what?
Right.
We could be doing this for 6 years.
The answer was 12, which I guess would put Noah closer.
Wow, I had no idea. That's amazing. Ben did not send me the number at all.
And then we have to do it again.
Why did you say a different number after I sent you the number?
I didn't want to be suspicious.
That's... You're cheating.
I didn't want to pick the number exactly.
I gave you the... whatever. Noah wins.
Okay.
Yes, he really wants to.
And that means Try It Tuesday tomorrow, post of my Try It Tuesday from about 6 weeks ago. If Ben doesn't post it, hold him accountable. You know?
Send him a speech.
Just
pipe.
Like your politicians, hold him accountable. Okay?
Michael, you can post it if you want. I can give you
I don't have access.
Access
to the account.
I can give it to you.
Well, if you would have 6 weeks ago, yeah, it would have been up.
Actually, yeah, if you can give us access, we can all post stuff so you don't have to.
Cool. Well, thank you all for listening and for joining us on our podcast this week. It's so awesome to have you all. Congratulations to Michael for winning a game, but me somehow winning a game, and Noah for winning his first game in
since
the year 2021.
Totally fairly, too.
Since you are a big winner, why don't you take us home?
Guys, I wanted to share one story earlier, but I didn't know if we'd have time, so I'm going to share it now. We all get spam texts. We all get weird texts from people. I got one this week that said my Wells Fargo account was having issues. It was temporarily suspended. The thing is, I don't have a Wells Fargo account. But the weird thing about this spam text was it was a group text to two other people also that I don't know, just random numbers. And so the three of us who are not the spam account just started sending gifts back and forth to each other. And now I've made some friends because of a spam texter. And I think that's awesome. That's my story.
Cool.
That's like a modern Hallmark movie beginning, you know? I think you should start writing this down.
Yeah, this could be my best friend right here. This guy who sent a Mad Max gif.
You're probably going to teach him how to drive a stick shift before me. It's fine.
I'll ask him. I'll text him. Hey, do you want to learn how to drive a stick shift?
Okay, you can do that. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are the true winners because you're all winners in my book. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And we will see you guys next week.
Ben keeps sinking further down into his chair.
I do that. I forget I'm on video.